FM. Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg 28 graden.
Relatively big crash over at Bedford View. N3 northbound at Von Buren Road. Heavy queuing traffic and then the knock-on effect both sides. N12 R24 West is queuing traffic towards Galulies and N3 south queuing traffic towards Von Buren Road.
Ons begin in Noordwes waar die polisie beslag gelê het op myn toerusting wat vir onwettige bedrywighede by 'n verlate myn in Stilfontein gebruik word. Beamtes word nou al weke lank na die gebied ontplooi in 'n poging om onwettige mynaktiwiteite ondergronds te bekamp. Senzo Mqunu, die minister van polisie, besoek vandag die gebied. Polisie woordvoerder Atlatina Mate.
So we are continuing with our operations as you would have seen earlier. That was our morning day shift parade where we were dishing out the marching orders, so we are likely to see the ministers be taken through what has been happening. They will also come to this particular abandoned mining shaft, but most importantly they will be meeting with the community leaders in this particular area.
Action SA sê hy is bekommerd dat president Cyril Ramaphosa blykbaar huiwerig is om beslissende stappe te neem teen die minister van Justisie Thembi Simelane. Sy het as Polokwane burgemeester in 2016 'n lening van R575,000 ontvang van 'n maatskappy met WBS bankbande. Ramaphosa het in September 'n verslag van Simelane ontvang en gevra vir tyd om dit te bestudeer. Die party se Ethel Trollope.
We are appealing to President Ramaphosa to finally grasp the corruption nettle in this country and suspend or fire the Minister of Justice to show that his administration will no longer tolerate corruption in South Africa. His minister's tenure as the Minister of Justice is no longer tenable.
In ander groot nuus vandag, Louis Liebenberg, 'n beweerde diamantbedrieër, het na bewering na sy sakevennote uitgereik vir finansiële ondersteuning voor sy borgtog aansoek vandag. Liebenberg en sy vrou Desiree is die enigste twee verdagtes wat nog in aanhouding is nadat die Landdroshof in Bronkhorstspruit borgtog aan sy 7 medebeskuldigdes toegestaan het. Die groep word daarvan beskuldig dat hulle sedert 2019 meer as R4 miljard van beleggers deur 'n diamant Ponzi-skema bedrieg het.
A report in The Citizen claims Louis Liebenberg is confident his network of supporters will see him through the financial implications of his legal battle. The diamond dealer faces over 50 counts of fraud, racketeering and money laundering. He, along with his wife and co-accused Desiree, are seeking to be released on bail. Liebenberg's accounts have been frozen by authorities and, according to the publication, he's called on his joint venture partners, including the Jacob Zuma Foundation, to save the business. The businessman is reportedly asking for a R5,000 sponsorship from each of his backers to fund legal costs and bail. Masachaba, Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
City Power het die elektrisiteitstoevoer afgesny na 10 sake ondernemings en groot kraggebruikers in Lenasia wat saam meer as R60 miljoen skuld. Dit sluit in winkelsentrum, ook Soweto Hotel in Kliptown en 2 fulstasies. City Power se woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
We really need this money for services that we are supposed to give to the very same businesses and the residents in the Lenasia supply area. We will continue to intensify these operations to ensure that every cent that is owed to City Power, over R9 billion is owed to City Power. It's a dead book that we are sitting on.
En 'n bietjie goeie nuus, 'n nuwe inisiatief wat oumas bemagtig om geletterdheid in hulle gemeenskappe te bevorder, is in Alexandra van Stapel gestuur. Die Masifundine Gogo leesklub wat saam met Literacy for Life in die lewe geroep is, is bedoel om geletterdheid tussen generasies te bevorder en 'n liefde vir lees te kweek. Ek is Chanel Septema, top story at the Sour. Police have confiscated mining equipment used in illegal operations at an abandoned mine shaft in the Northwest.
It's a hell of a thing. I mean, we understand that the guys are down there doing illegal stuff and everything, but just to let them die, I don't think that's the way government should be working. But hey, this is my opinion, okay? 5 minutes past 2 o'clock. Let's get back to you.